Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Ever feel like your inner critic is on a non-stop rant? You know that feeling when you trip over air or send an email with a typo and suddenly your brain's flooded with thoughts like I'm so clumsy. Or I can't believe I messed that up. Trust me, I get it. That little voice in our heads can be a real buzzkill sometimes. But here's the thing. Negative self-talk is not only unhelpful, but it can actually hold us back from living our best lives. Today, we're diving deep into how to silence that inner critic and cultivate more kindness and compassion towards ourselves. So, what are some key takeaways from modern Stoicism that can help us let go of those negative self-talk patterns? First off, remember that your thoughts are just thoughts. They're not facts. You have the power to choose which ones you focus on and how you respond to them. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a busy highway with cars whizzing by in all directions. Those negative thoughts. They're just passing cars. Don't let them pull you over to the side of the road. Instead, acknowledge them, let them pass, and focus on steering your attention towards positive and constructive thoughts. Second, practice self-compassion. Seriously, treat yourself like you would treat a good friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Of course not. You'd offer words of encouragement and support. So why not extend the same kindness to yourself? Remember that everyone makes mistakes, we're all human, and setbacks are part of the learning process. Third, focus on what you can control. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on things within our control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, rather than wasting time worrying about things outside our control. When you find yourself spiraling into negative self-talk, ask yourself, what can I actually do right now to change this situation? Focusing on actionable steps can help shift your mindset from negativity to empowerment. Fourth, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself for evidence. Is there truly a reason to believe these thoughts? Often, we find that our self-criticism is based on distorted thinking or unfounded fears. By questioning those beliefs, you can start to break free from the cycle of negativity. And finally, remember to celebrate your successes, big and small. Life's too short to constantly be beating yourself up. Take time to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. This positive reinforcement will help build your self-esteem and create a more supportive inner dialogue. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're prepping for an important presentation at work. You've put in the effort to research, practice, and organize your thoughts. But as you get closer to the big moment, those negative self-talk voices start creeping in. What if I forget what to say? What if everyone thinks I'm boring? What if I totally bomb it? Sound familiar? Instead of letting those doubts paralyze you, remember our Stoic tools. Acknowledge those thoughts without judgment. They're just passing cars on the highway. Remind yourself that you've prepared well and focus on what you can control, your delivery, your enthusiasm, and your connection with the audience. Celebrate each successful point you make and know that even if things don't go perfectly, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. So remember, letting go of negative self-talk isn't about becoming a Pollyanna or denying reality. It's about cultivating a more compassionate and realistic inner dialogue that empowers you to face challenges with resilience and grace. Keep practicing these Stoic tools and you'll be well on your way to silencing that inner critic and embracing a kinder, more confident version of yourself. And hey, remember I'm here cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these tips. Let's spread the power of modern Stoicism together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.